Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We thank God for all His goodness. The psalmist says in Psalm 136:1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And I would encourage you also from 2 Corinthians 9:15, it says, Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Bible also says in Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, today is the Thanksgiving day that the world celebrates. But for a believer, every day is a day of gratitude. Amen. A reflection upon God's blessings will always result in a response of worship and praise. And I like what Joseph Addison wrote. He said, if gratitude is due from man to man, how much more from man to his maker? The supreme being does not only confer upon us those bounties which proceed immediately from his hand, but even those benefits which are conveyed to us by others. Any blessing which we enjoy, by what means soever derived, is the gift of Him who is the great author of good and the Father of mercies. Hallelujah. I like that. My dear brothers and sisters, the gift of salvation, a personal relationship with the Almighty God. What an indescribable gift is that, isn't it? Yet how often do we sincerely thank our Lord for all that He has done in making this possible? Our lack of praise and thanksgiving for His gift of salvation can be likened to the response of the 10 lepers after being miraculously healed by Christ. If you see in the book of Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19, it talks about the 10 lepers, right? Only one returned to express gratitude. The interest of the other 9 was centered more in what had happened to them personally than in remembering the one who had performed the miracle in their lives. My question to us is this: are we ever guilty of the same carelessness? If so, then we should say, Lord, I'm sorry. Today I want to rededicate my life and make a commitment that my heart will be filled with gratitude. I'll come back to you again and again, worshiping you, that I will be made whole. Amen. An unknown writer wrote, I meant to go back, but you may guess I was filled with amazement. I cannot express to think that after those horrible years, that passion of loathing and passion of fears, of sores unendurable, eaten, defiled my flesh, was as smooth as the flesh of a child. I was drunken with joy. I was crazy with glee. I scarcely could walk and I scarcely could see, for the dazzle of sunshine where all had been black. But I meant to go back. Oh, I meant to go back. I had thought to return. When people came out, there were tears of rejoicing and laughter and shout. My cup was so full, I seemed nothing to lack, but I meant to go back. Oh, I meant to go back. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, let's go back to the Lord and thank God for His indescribable gift. When I was growing up, you know, we used to sing the song, Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We are so ever grateful, O Lord God Almighty, for your greatness and goodness and mercy that follows us every day of our lives. Today we surrender our will to your will. Today we surrender our lives into your hands, because your word says that whatever is committed in God's hands, He will take care of it. Therefore, Lord, today you will bless us. Be with us, O God, and uphold us with your righteous hand in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, as your flock steps out, O Father God, into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the daily chores, I pray that you will grant them blessings, favor upon favor, faith upon faith, glory upon glory will be their portion in Jesus' name. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health. I speak, Lord, Father God, strength of God to prevail in their lives. I speak healing and wholeness to flow from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, that by your death we have life, that by your wounds we are healed. O Lord God Almighty, O Father, by the shedding of your blood, we are redeemed and our sins are forgiven. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.